We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking today with Eric Reed, Assistant Superintendent at USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools, and School Board Member Katrina Lewison. And I understand we have a correction to make on the forums.
That's right. So it's election season, and there are a couple of forums that we're highlighting. The League of Women Voters is sponsoring one on October 6th at 1:30 at the library. I said the wrong location, so it's at the library. And the Riley County Republicans are sponsoring one October 3rd. 6 p.m. at the library. And the last day to register to vote is October 15th.
Okay, that is not very far away, so mark that on your calendars. We're going to talk a little bit about, we've got some announcements.
Yep, some announcements. So Manhattan High School is celebrating homecoming this week, and the theme is Don't Stop the Music. So there are all of the details about homecoming on the website, the school district website. Congratulations to the 7 Manhattan High School students who were named National Merit Semifinalists this week. I believe that was in the paper as well.
7 of them. That's a record for us.
That's huge.
That's amazing.
Shows, I think, the great academics that we have in our school district. Middle school and high school conferences are next week. So Anthony and Eisenhower Middle School are September 23rd and 25th from 3:30 to 7. And those are open. You can just show up anytime. It's not like the grade school where you are scheduled for a specific time with a teacher. Manhattan High School is September 25th and 26th from 4:30 till 8 p.m.
And they are still doing student-led conferences, are scheduled.
And that was a change that I think we started last year where the student actually gets to sit down with the teacher, and because they're in charge of their own education. We want to encourage them to take some personal responsibility. Mm-hmm. And last announcement, no school for 383 students on Friday, September 27th.
I'm sure they'll forget that and want to come. But don't. Don't be here the 27th.
What's the reasoning for that? Is there any?
That's our comp day for the student parent-teacher conferences. So they do 4 extra hours for 2 nights, and then they're off on Friday. So that's how we balance it out.
You can't beat being off on a Friday. That's great.
So. It doesn't hurt. But those 12-hour days are...
Long days,
especially when you got to turn around and teach the next day.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about tonight at the meeting. You're going to talk a little bit about construction updates, and I know there's some easements to be discussed.
Yeah, the easements are just basically coming back. I think we approved some easements before for the safe routes to school, and we have to redo that because we missed some timelines on getting those projects done through the city. So we're just redoing something we've already done. So that's pretty simple. Easements in Northview area and Amanda Arnold. So those are really good. But probably the big thing we've got as far as construction updates is Gould Evans and McCown Gordon will also be there to update on the new high school plan. So this is the first time this is going to really roll out to the public, kind of the vision and to kind of guide us through where we're going with the high school. So it'll be a pretty in-depth as far as the changes that we've made and kind of our plan we're putting forward. So I'm really excited to show it because I think we've got a great plan started. It's not finished. We still have areas to work and we have some areas to adjust, and I'm always working on getting the budget where we need to get it. But I think they put together a great plan for us to get started and get rolling with. So I'd ask people to tune in if you want to know what's going on with the high school project. Tonight's the night. Pay attention.
Now, does that include, and I'm just asking because I'm not sure, but will that eventually connect the East and West Campus as one campus? Is that part of the goal?
Yep, that's about moving our students from East Campus to West Campus and make it a full 912 building. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. You know, I think that a lot of people would prefer that. So good to hear. Anything else as far as construction tonight?
We've got some updates because just where we are. If you've driven by College Hill, you'll notice some demolition happening out in the play yard, and it'll be to the building soon. So you see a lot more fencing, you see a lot more stuff. So bulldozers are going to actually be in there pretty soon to do our demo package, and then we can planning on getting that out to bid very quickly, and so knock it down, build it back up, and make it to a true preschool, which we're really, really excited about.
The goal is to have that open back by next school year or sometime next school year.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope we can hit to start at the beginning of school. It might drift in to a couple months, but optimistically, as long as everything goes on timelines, it should be pretty close, pretty close.
All right. As far as, you know, we talked a little bit off air here, but September 20th, that's this Friday, That is when you'll find out your enrollment, correct?
Yeah, count day. Count day. That's kind of a holiday for me. So, yeah, we get to put all our stuff in motion, make sure we're counting all of our kids, getting everybody registered the right way. And we've still been having people trickle in and move in. I've got several calls this week, and I remind them, hey, you know, can you have them here by Friday? It'd be great if they were here in attendance by Friday.
Can you remind everyone why count day is so important?
Count day is equated to money day. So this is the day where it kind of imprints on where our enrollment goes. And that's how we get paid to function what we need to do. And those numbers get audited later on by the State Department. So the numbers we turn in just aren't exactly what we get. But it's always pretty close, and it's always good for me to find out what we have to work with. It's also the day we get our weightings kind of put in, how many free reduced, how many transportation, how many at risk, just a lot of different areas that we find out kind of where we are, and then we get to adjust our budgets, and we get to do all that fun stuff along the way.
So does that mean if my kids are sick and don't show up to school that day, then they're not counted, and our state funding formula does not?
If they were a regular attender and they attended a day before September 20th and they attend a day after September 20th, before October 1st, we're able to count them. So it's not all about just that day, but we just have to jump through a couple extra hoops.
So that day is pretty important.
The day is pretty important as far as funding goes. But if you're sick and throwing up and running 103 degree temperature, please stay home. Be sick. But we're going to want you in attendance very soon so we can get that count. It's how we take care of things, you know.
Well, very, very, very important here. Do want to, we have a little bit of time left here. I want to ask you about donations and grants. Do we have any to report here this time around?
Yeah, you'd ask me, and I didn't have the page open. Yeah, we've got a few. We've got a $6,100 grant allocation from DCCA, Inc. to Manhattan High School for MHS SAD, Seatbelts Are for Everyone program, and a $4,225 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for Behavior and Mental Health Support Personnel and to support extended child care needs of families, and a $5,000 cash donation from Keystone Learning Services for mental health support. So it's a little over $15,000 this week. So thank you for those community partners. We couldn't do it without you.
Absolutely. That's good news. Again, if you want to learn more about what's going on in your school district, excuse me, meeting tonight, 6:30 p.m. at the Robinson Education Center. Anything else before we go?
If you don't have a job out there and you want to be a substitute teacher, now would be a great time, or if you're interested in any of our classified positions. So we still have some positions to fill across the district, and anything you're qualified for or have an interest in. If you want to work around some of the best kids and some of the best people in town, we're a great spot for it. So it's not easy, but it is a wonderful thing to work around so many great people.
All right. Eric Reed and Katrina Lewison, our guests here on In Focus today. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brandon.
Stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus after this. Manhattan Christian College. We'll be talking with the Director of Advancement, Jolene Roop. She'll be joining us next here on KMAN.